Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin as my co-host, and then Cal Hunter is our producer. We're really happy to have you here today. We love doing this show. It just seems like it blows by. We're in Hour 3. We are 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific time, and sometimes we're exempted by those darn basketball games. So who cares about the NCAA basketball tournament, right? besides everybody, you know. So anyway, we're glad to have you. Today's going to be an interesting hour three of stuff we're going to talk about. But if you want to call in and call us at 855 Law Radio, Denise, 855 what?
729-52.
They're all confused now. 855 Law Radio or
529-7234.
Okay, all right.
855. We need another number. Is going to get to it. Why do we keep having all these people call asking for Radio Law Talk here?
That's some weird one. Weird. Fun of, so remember, we are just not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. Read our disclosures on RadioLawTalk.com. We appreciate you being here. We're going to talk. We're going to have a case or no case in a second here. We're going to talk. We got stuff. I'm going to finish up on hour two. I was talking about Alabama's strikes down. The judge strikes down the law against panhandling. So panhandle away in Alabama, but it looks like they might be bringing up some different laws, at least their legislator, to try to curb the dangerous panhandling when people are walking up and down the road trying to get money and very dangerous thing that people do. We're going to talk about home warranty lawsuits that are very interesting that I actually had an issue with. Todd's going to get into that. A canine lawsuit of a, I'm talking canine, I'm talking about a police officer canine lawsuit. This is very interesting. Who is suing for being bit by the police officer's canine.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. No. That's the first time I ever made that connection. K, like the, you know, the alphabet K, and nine, and it's a dog, canine. I never thought of that before.
Those police are pretty clever, aren't they?
Todd's looking at her going like, what? Really? Really?
That's true.
You just did the over your head sign. Like, you know,
it just went.
It's amazing when you see the light bulb go off.
Some things you never say, but you read. And
it's
just
been dim for me.
Today is the first day that you've ever seen the letter K hyphen 9. Put those two together and realize that's in reference to a dog.
Well, it's the first time that I really thought about it and heard it and said it and realized that that was like C-A-N-I-N-E, canine.
Wow.
I don't know. Don't ask.
It happened. I don't know if that's spelled wrong. I'm not even sure. Okay, anyway. All right. It probably is. Then we're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes, Prince Harry. We've got Kanye West, which is some interesting things. And Denise was bringing up, well, one of you brought up what Taylor Swift is wearing in her concert to, and I don't get the Kanye West, Taylor Swift thing. Well, did something happen? Did they?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Okay, well, let's get into that. So I don't know what's going on. Then we're going to get into many, many other things, but we're here for one reason, Cal.
Okay.
That is to give me more points on Case or No Case.
All right, here we go.
Let's now it's shot. Time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah. I'm going to take you now to Toronto, Canada for our Case or No Case this hour. Ricard Gaston is a lawyer who had a beef with the Toronto Blue Jays baseball team. He bought tickets to a game, expensive seats, and the game was canceled. And Gaston went to Toronto and said, I'd like my money back, please. And they refused to refund the money. They said, we'll give you some tickets to another game. Don't worry about it. He said, no, I want my money back. They said, no, we'll give you a ticket. He said, fine. I'd like to see if I can take you to court because I don't want replacement tickets. I want a refund. Todd Kuhner, what do you think about this being a case or no case?
I think that no one is disgruntled like Gaston. Sousa Balclub like Gaston. No one. Yes, she, sorry. Beauty and the Beast.
No more
flashback there. Look, when you buy a ticket for a pro sports event, there's always the risk of cancellation, and there's something probably in the ticket that talks about what your remedies are in the event of a cancellation, especially if it's a sporting event, and you know, is it going to be rescheduled? Toronto's got a dome, so I'm trying to think of why a baseball game in Toronto would be canceled.
COVID.
COVID? Okay, or I don't know.
Whatever it was, might not have been COVID. I don't know, but something.
But it is Canada, so I'm sure that certain that they apologize profusely for whatever the reason.
Oh yeah.
Of the, I think that this is a scenario, but not a case.
Okay.
I think Gaston is going to be gaslighted by the club.
Now,
the
Ms. Dirks, what do you think about the matter of Ricard Gaston and the Toronto Blue Jays?
Well, it's a contract. So when you buy a ticket, it's basically a contract with the event holder or whatever, right? And you probably do have a choice to get a refund versus a replacement. And I think that if it was COVID or if it was the act of God, then there's no violation or breach of it, the contract at all. It's just an act of God, and that just happened. So
by the way,
I think it's far too complicated of a scenario for you to really have decided how to play this out. And so it is not a case.
Okay. COVID was just a guess on my part as a possibility. I don't know that that was the problem. Okay, Mr. Penny, what say you? Case or no case?
So you say no case, Denise?
I'm saying no case. I'm already putting a zero in my category.
Agreeing with Todd. You know what? Here's the deal. I think I know the answer here. On the back of the ticket, it discusses, and you are not allowed to get the money back. It's only, you don't get a refund. Your refund is another ticket. So I'm almost positive on the back of the ticket it says that. And they use that all the time. And that's what Cal was looking at and thinking about at one time and said, doggone it, you know, this is something we got to talk about. And I clearly think this is a scenario and not a case, but I'm thinking strategy now. I mean, what do I do strategy-wise? Do I say it's a case so I can at least try to get a few points, or do I keep my streak going and say it's not a case? Well, I'm going to stick with what I know it's not. It's not a case. Cal made it up, but it's on the back of the ticket. By the way, Cal, it does say you don't get refunds. You just get another ticket to the next game.
So he couldn't breach the contract, and Toronto said we're not going to. Okay.
Nope.
Well, one thing I love about this game is occasionally I have the opportunity to get points. Occasionally. You know, if I'm right and they're all wrong, I get a couple of points. All I can tell you is, if you're keeping score at home, get out your pencil. Because this was a case and nearly bankrupted the Toronto Blue Jays.
Whoa! Wow, I should have. That was awesome.
The guy won in small claims. The judge awarded him cost and court costs. They didn't pay. He'd go back, went back several times, and finally he went to the judge and said, I want discovery on whether they're going to be able to pay. And Toronto said, holy crackers, that means we have to divulge all of our assets, our loans. This is a problem. So the bank panicked and paid him off, right? But the problem was this nearly pushed them into an area of financial risk that they really did not want to get
into. Well, did others now? Yeah, because others, I would think that others would start going, okay, I want a refund now, and I want to, and it's like,
Right.
It wasn't a precedent setting case. It was just in small claims to begin, but it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Interest accruing on it.
Yeah, and he won, so guess what?
Wow, Cal.
He gets three points.
Exactly.
I gave him 3 points. He's at 19, you guys.
Yay. They totally wanted to avoid that whole debtors exam thing because they had a bunch of notes and loans and, you know, stockholders. And so they didn't. He won. Toronto lost. And that is case or no case. And we're going to come right back with more Radio Law Talk after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call 1-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. 1-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. 1-Stop Tax
Relief. Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So we're talking about the judge striking down Alabama law against panhandling recently. Well, the appellate court has held that you can't stop people from panhandling because it's a free speech issue, which I could see that argument. The issue is what Alabama's arguing is it's a safety issue when they're begging up and down streets and walking in the street when cars are driving, and especially, that could be dangerous. Yet, on the other hand, I'm trying to think of who represented him. I just spaced who's rep. Oh, Alabama, NAACP. Whoever represents the people that are the panhandlers, and I'm going to get it in a second. Oh, American Civil Liberties
Union. ACLU. Yeah.
Got ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. Their argument is that, you're criminalizing poverty because the big issue here is they're able to give the panhandlers tickets and or even arrest them and take them to jail. And some of these people have mental health issues. And so...
Well, they're carrying signs, so yeah. Clearly it's a free speech issue.
Right.
Says, I'm homeless, and I need to get my groove on.
But here's the issue, though, Denise, what I'm bringing up, that they're bringing up. When they're walking down on the X ramps in the street, when cars are coming, then it becomes a danger. That's why there's a balancing act. And so I think what's happening here is the legislature now is saying they're gonna present a bill that's going to not be so restrictive of the people, but yet
be so overbroad.
Yeah, or the thing is, yes, you could panhandle, but you can't step in the middle of the street when cars are driving, right?
Right.
That's what you're arrested for, is walking on the street while cars are driving, or let's call it jaywalking rather than panhandling. Mm-hmm. So I think they're gonna change that. But here's the thing that the American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama said that I totally disagree with. Quote, criminalizing the solicitation of charitable donation does nothing to advance public safety. I disagree with that, if it depends how they're doing it. But yet on the other hand, I could see the argument on that side saying, okay, so where does this end? And a police officer in Alabama, if I'm soliciting for my charitable church on the sidewalk, talking to someone, they can technically arrest me, right? So I think there's a balancing act they got to figure out, and that's what's going on in Alabama.
One of the interesting things about this is something that comes up a lot when you have laws that come out that don't specifically, they don't expressly say panhandling is illegal to beg, right? What you have here is a difference between a law on its face that encroaches on speech, or a law that, not on its face, it's not in the language, but when enacted, it has the effect of clamping down on a protected right, free speech, something like that. And free speech is one of those that, in order for the government to maintain and to overcome the constitutional scrutiny, it's the highest standard they have to overcome, which is the... they have to show that it's reasonably tailored to satisfy a compelling governmental interest. And that's why the ACLU is arguing that, look, your prohibition is not tailored enough to satisfy your governmental interest because it doesn't do anything for public safety. And so one judge at least said they had an argument. They're going to have to address this.
Right.
So,
Cal? In California, we have a new law that says you may jaywalk if a reasonable person thinks it's safe. That's been passed by the legislature and signed into law, primarily to enable in certain neighborhoods for people who work on the streets for whatever means. But that's the new law in California. You can just go across the street when you think it's safe. Is that a good standard for something like you're talking about in Alabama?
I don't know. I guess the personal injury lawyers get busy if people get hit. Go ahead.
Yeah, jaywalking is interesting you mentioned that, because when I was in law school, the front door to our law school, across the street, there was a deli. And all of the students used to, walk out the front door. They'd walk across the street. They'd go to the deli.
Sure.
And San Diego cops came by and cited some of the students for jaywalking. And the administration went and defended the students and proved that this is technically not jaywalking, because jaywalking is only jaywalking if it occurs on a street between two intersections that are both controlled by stop lights. And in our case, it was between two intersections that were controlled by stop signs. So it didn't even meet the definition of jaywalking, because you got to have a stoplight at either end.
Where were they when I got my jaywalking ticket in high school?
That was back when they were giving out K-9 walking, and Denise was befuddled.
And Denise was going, what?
And I'm going,
what's that?
What?
Well, Cal, the problem is back there that, they were worried about the horses running you over, not
the Flintstone braking was not reliable.
All right, there we go. Now we got, let's talk about home warranty.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about a home warranty, which, by the way, I recently bought a house. We're going to come back and talk about it in a minute. I recently bought a house. Same thing, home warranty. Air conditioner went out. Dead of heat. And then we'll talk about it when we come back.
Got
We got time. I'm sorry.
Do you, Cal?
I mucked up that night.
Okay, Cal's sleeping. Cal, don't talk to us anymore.
No,
don't.
I talk too much.
Just concentrate.
My lips are sealed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, the home warranty, it sounds like such a good deal. Wait a minute. You mean if I purchase this home warranty, anything goes wrong in my house, then I'm gonna get somebody out there to fix it lickety-split? Well, the first part of that might be true, but in this one case, the whole lickety-split part wasn't. And I think we are coming up on a break soon here, but we come back. We're going to talk about what happened in the state of Nevada. Boy, if there was any place where you didn't want to have your AC go out, it's got to be southern Nevada, Las Vegas, Clark County.
Hot.
Yes,
hot,
in the
hot,
summer.
Hot, in the summer. And we'll talk about what happened.
And they
happened.
Do that scam. It's like they come out and say, yeah, it needs to be fixed. We'll be back in 3 weeks. We'll look for the... And I went out and bought an air conditioner and put it. They said, oh yeah, it's bad. You're gonna have to go back and you fill out these forms, and it's like, we're dying here of heat. You know, we can't sit there. And they do that on purpose. And then they send you a little note. Can you rate us how good we helped you?
Yes, that's plus.
Yeah, we'll be back after this and talk about that and some other interesting things.
But they'll blame supply chain issues. We can't get parts. I mean, you hear all that stuff. Fascinating stuff. Radio Law Talk will continue here in just a little bit. All you have to do is stay tuned. We promise we'll be here when you come back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed. These dirt ditches won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a...
USA News Update. Former President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen believes Trump will be arrested on Tuesday.
This is exactly him reacting to information that he has, and not leaked, as he would like to say, by the district attorney's office. There is no leaks coming out of the DA's office.
Cohen also saying Trump's call to action on Truth Social this morning for his supporters to protest are eerily similar to January 6th.
Almost 200 banks risk facing the same fate as Silicon Valley Bank. That's according to a recent study from the Social Science Research Network. They found 186 banks across the country could collapse if half their depositors make a bank run. President Biden's son Hunter has filed a counter-lawsuit against the Delaware computer repairman who triggered the laptop controversy. Hunter Biden's suit challenges whether or not John Isaac followed state law when determining that laptop was abandoned. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Talking about home warranty.
No, we're going to go ahead and get into that.
All right.
So let me give you this timeline. So this happens in Nevada, I think it was last year, and August 11th, the AC goes out in Virginia DiSapio's home. Now, she had a home warranty, repair warranty, and so she called to have the insurance company come out and fix the AC. They would, you know, either repair it or replace it or do whatever. Well, the appointment was supposed to be for the next day. That got postponed. Then it was supposed to be for the 15th or the 16th. That got postponed. And the long and short of it is the AC didn't get fixed for 11 days. And the reason that's important is because by the 22nd of August, 11 days after the first call, Ms. DiSapio was found deceased in her house due to heat stress, and her dog. They both died. Now, ironically, the repair company didn't get notice that she had died. They just knew that she wasn't responding to emails. So they went out and actually ended up repairing the AC in some time in like late August, early September. So, yeah, your AC's fixed, not realizing that she was already dead and had been found by neighbors. So now her nephews have filed a lawsuit against the warranty company for the delay in fixing the AC, claiming that caused her death. And here's something that's interesting about this. Nevada, like many states, one of those where, yeah, you might have a personal injury claim, but if you're the victim, using air quotes, the plaintiff, you have a duty to mitigate your damages. And look, if the AC went out, and by all accounts, I mean, this is Clark County, Henderson, Nevada, Clark County, and it was hot. It was well over 100 in high temperatures there. At what point in time does the person, does the person have a responsibility to say, well, the AC's not getting fixed, it's hot in here, rather than staying here, maybe I should go get a hotel or buy a portable air conditioner.
Go stay with your nephews.
Now, they did live out of state, but still, you have to do something as opposed to just sitting there. And now she was 82. So she was elderly, but...
Well, I think this is the most important.
Yeah.
She calls on the 11th of August. She's told they will be there on by the 16th of August. And she tells her nephews, they'll be here tomorrow. And she thought, well, they're going to be here tomorrow anyway, so we'll be okay. We don't know what the weather was in that point. We know it's hot. And then... The warranty company or the contractor, the warranty company, had calls her and delays, saying, I'm looking, researching costs. Now, come on, they had 5 days already to research costs.
Mm-hmm. And they're in the business, right?
Right. And so nobody hears from her after that time frame. Nobody hears from her.
Wow.
So we don't know the exact time yet of her death. And that's what it's probably going to come down to, because I think a week is not unreasonable to wait, especially if you're 82 on a fixed income, right?
That's true. However, I think the insurance company, if they want to fight this, now look, the nephews are, according to the attorney, the nephews are seeking $15,000 per nephew, and maybe that ends up resolving the case as far as the settlement is concerned without taking it to full-blown litigation, but at some point in time, look, if they're not out there, as frustrated as you might be with that company, and believe me, Fred talked about this going into the break, I've had issues with this too. My AC went out once in June, and it was triple digits where I live. That thing didn't get fixed till late August. The reason why they researched those is guess what the time of year is where the air conditioning folks are in highest demand in finding someone that can even make it out to your house is? It's June, July, August. It's the hot months.
Yep.
But look, I just didn't sit there and swelter with my kids in heat that in my house was well over 110 degrees. I went out and bought portable air conditioners, one for my room, one for my son's room, one for my daughter's room, and I didn't like having to spend the cash, but guess what? It was cool. I wasn't hot anymore, and so I mitigated it.
Right.
I didn't die. Kids didn't die. Cats didn't die.
But you weren't 82. And
the hamster lived, yeah, but, you know.
I mean, the 82-year-old thing, was there some medical limitation or something like that? I don't know.
Well, I get that, but let's consider this. 82 years old, with nephews, still lives alone, has a dog. If she was at the point where she could not care for herself at 82, and I know 82 is up there, but, look, my father is 85, 86 years old, and he still works 40, 50 hours a week in his business. And so nobody was living with her. She had nephews. Nobody was there saying, oh, yeah, come on.
But she used to make iced tea and go out and greet her neighbors when they went for rocks.
She did.
But do they do that in that kind of temperature? Right? I don't know. I think they're going to settle. They have to settle. They're not going to want the bad press on this.
But it does make the point that many home warranty companies are slow to get things done.
Yes.
I have a friend of mine who's
slow
had
is an understatement.
A refrigerator that's been apart 5 different times. Uh-oh, this is a different department of our repair company, because that's the electronic circuit board and not the motor. I'll send them out in a week or so. I mean, a lot of that kind of stuff.
They do that to tire you out.
There's something in every refrigerator that are newer ones that the day after the warranty expires, something happens. They are programmed.
But remember, Frigidaire, General Motors, right? That was their refrigeration company, and I think the automotive industry taught them that.
Right. If I was this home repair company, look, I know they sell these warranties all over the place.
How would you wear your pants?
But I would, if I was them.
The home warranty repair guy.
If I was them, I don't even know if I'd wear
squirrels.
Pants.
No, I'm wondering how to.
What are you pants for? You're the repair guy.
But if I was them,
you have a belt on or not?
The thing that I would really be worried about is this. You're selling a policy, and to what extent are you selling policies? Is there a disproportionate number of elderly people you're selling these policies to, charging them $632 a year in premiums and not providing the service for which they are paying? That's where I would be nervous if I was this company, whether I wore pants or not.
Or
a belt, whether you wear a belt or not.
That's true.
Or if he sagged.
Well, that's the point. If no belt, that's a for sure sag.
Well, that's why you don't go repair the refrigerator underneath the bottom part.
That's true. That's true.
Let's talk about, speaking of, canine, which Denise just learned canine, what that K and 9 means, but we'll skip that. Here's an interesting thing. You know, you've got officers, these canines are being used. By the way, ready for this? It's probably not going to pass. Was it California, you guys, that's trying to pass a law that says the police canine cannot bite anyone? They just attack and knock them over?
The law says they can't be, the proposal.
The proposal.
The proposal says they can't be used for apprehending people. They can only be used for searches, search and rescue, drug searches, locations,
right,
stuff
they
like
can't,
that. Right.
Like when the burglar or the murderer guy is getting away, you can't shoot them anymore. You can't do it. You can't throw bullets. You can't. So what do? Throw mud on them, or how do you get them? No dogs can.
Just shoot
to
kill.
I know that dogs chase them with a muzzle on and then wag their tail and hit them in the head and knock them over. You know what they do?
They lick them to death.
Once they get attached,
they can't lick them. They got the muzzle on.
Once they get attached to the leg, there's something else they can do. That sort of, but anyway,
mark them.
Yes, you know. But I get this because look, I've seen, as a criminal defense attorney, I've seen cases where it's a DUI stop. A guy gets out of the car and maybe he's impaired or whatever. Hands are clearly out of his pockets, not doing anything. The officer keeps saying, get on the ground. The guy doesn't. They release the dog. Yeah, I think that's a bit excessive to release the dog under those circumstances.
Sure.
You know, approach him and do something else, but they release the dog. And why that's difficult is we're talking about a case out of Minnesota. And this is a case where one officer is suing another officer because the other officer who had a dog released the dog, and rather than track down the suspect, he just went to the cop that just got out of his car and lashed on, you know? I mean, man, I didn't like the way he was looking at me. I don't know. But it, as a result of that lawsuit, you find out that's not the only lawsuit. There have been other lawsuits where the dog would not release after upwards of 10,
yes,
11, 12 orders to the dog to release, and the dog doesn't let go.
There are certain breeds of dog, too, that can't release. They actually, their jaw will lock. And that would be a case.
Look, nobody wants to have a condition where your dog will not release. Yeah. And
the lockjaw terrier.
You know.
All right, let's talk about something else. We're going to come back and talk about Kanye. We're going to talk. Denise is going to talk about Kanye West, Prince Harry. We're going to do a quick take, right?
Yep, sorry, Fred. This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. It continues in a minute.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No fun. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Denise, you were going to tell me, and I brought up, you said something about Kanye. I remember the original Kanye West, Taylor Swift thing that he says, oh, you shouldn't have won, whatever. That was a long time ago, but there's something going on with Kanye and Taylor Swift, and something about Taylor wearing a something on her outfit for her new tour. What's going on here?
Kanye wrote a song that involved something about Taylor Swift, right? And Taylor Swift was upset by that, and he claimed she had approved it, and even his wife at the time, Kim Kardashian, said she had approved it, and then Taylor Swift said it, and there was an alleged recording which never was really produced, and so they've had kind of this battle going on. And so Taylor Swift, she created this or designed her costume, and her costumes are amazing, and she's really such a talent. But she designed this costume to get back at Kanye West, and it's real short on one side, and then one whole leg is a long leg, and there's a red snake that goes up her body and wraps around her, and that was her little design against Kanye West. So anyway, that's kind of the funny thing. But Kanye very recently was in the news. He was being investigated for a battery. And what happened is that he got out of his car and he was walking across the street, and this woman was filming him on her phone. And he's like, you ain't going to come on me like that. Stop with your cameras. He probably thought she was a paparazzi. And I don't know if she was or not. But she continued to record him, even get kind of in his face about recording, and he grabs her phone and throws it. And that technically would be a battery. There's not going to be charges.
But he doesn't
brought.
Throw it at her? Oh,
no,
he grabbed
just,
her.
He just grabbed the phone out of her hand and threw it. And I think if he had destroyed the phone, there might have been a charge. But he only destroyed a $30 case. And the phone itself was still fine. And then the woman said, I don't want to make charges. So she refused to, you know, what is it? Press charges against them.
So essentially what you're saying is Kanye's battery was not charged.
Kanye's battery was not charged by a woman.
Okay.
But he has a new lightning cable.
Okay.
Here's a question.
With a snake.
Exactly.
So be clear, right. You lawyers. So grabbing a phone from someone's hand could be considered battery.
It absolutely could. Absolutely. In fact, I had a client who got a domestic violence restraining order against him because of that.
Because I was going to say, in this context here with Kanye, it could be battery, although not charged, giggity. And
battery would be the charge, but not charged.
Other contexts, like in a domestic violence context, where let's say there's a domestic violence situation going on and the victim picks up the phone to call police and the perpetrator grabs the phone and disables the phone, either a house phone or prevents them from doing that, in addition to battery, is a completely different charge, especially in California with the penal code, of preventing them from being able to call law enforcement. So, you know, depending on the context, it can be battery and even more so.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's akin to that, not allowing them to call and make the emergency phone call. Exactly.
Elizabeth Holmes, what's the latest with her?
Well, she's getting a little bit of a reprieve. The judge said he's not going to rule on her prison date until next month. So there's been another month's delay in that. And I just have to think that this judge has heart and is really, I'm not saying he's not doing his job, but I think that he is, he's really going to take it into consideration, and he needed a lot more time to do that.
It's a tough one, and I know, and the thing is, you know what the judge is thinking. I'm not saying that's thinking, okay, she got pregnant on purpose, you know. I wonder if that's what he's thinking, is what I'm, and, you know, to avoid going to jail, but. In the same sense, is she dangerous? No.
Yeah.
But does she have to, is she above the law? No. But I'm going to say it, I say it again. Again, we're politically neutral. I think it was an excessive jail.
I think the judge could look at this and say, you know what, I do believe that you intentionally, I mean, even outside the context of this lawsuit, she didn't get pregnant by mistake. So she intentionally got pregnant the first time and the second time to have two kids. But I think that she has a good argument. I haven't heard anybody really make this, but I think she's got a good argument. Judge, I'm 38 years old. If I do an 11-year sentence and wait to have children until after I'm out, now I'm 50, close there too, and I would rather have children when I am in my 30s than in my 50s. If I want to have children, this is the only time I can have it. The fact that I was being prosecuted sort of forced my hand to have two kids really quickly if I ever wanted to be a mom. So, you know.
Never thought of that.
That crossed my mind, and it is a good argument, but it's also a sad argument that your need to have children goes above the best interests of your children.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a great need of a lot of women want to have children. That's their whole.
Well, it's a constitutional right.
Right, and that's I know women that's the most joy that they brought in their life is the children. So I get it. Prince Harry. Let's speak of children.
Good one.
Prince Harry. Denise.
Prince Harry, he's actually looking good in a lawsuit. London's High Court ruled in last July that there was an article in the Mail, which is a news rag, and that that they ruled that report was defamatory. It basically said that Prince Harry was kind of being unreasonable with regard to getting security for his family from the public, because the public pays for the royals, right? And they kind of said he had filed suit, and then he only dropped that suit after he stepped back from royal duties. And that statement was deemed to be defamatory against Prince Harry. And now they're on the damages phase. And this is one of the biggest newspapers that Harry's ever taken on. And they're basically just on the damage phase. I mean, there's no longer going to be a question of whether or not there was defamation. It's just how much is Prince Harry going to get paid?
Wow. Two things. We're blowing through things. Alec Baldwin, don't forget, on the Rust case that's in New Mexico, the special prosecutor decided to step down. So
and rightfully so. This, for anybody who watched Schoolhouse Rocks, three different divisions of government, executive, legislative, and judicial branch. Prosecutors under the executive branch, the special prosecutor was no longer a prosecutor at the time. She was sitting as a legislator. And look, that violates the Constitution of Mexico. You can't have a legislator fill two different roles at the same time. So she's out.
Nice. Finally. Class action suit, here it comes, guys, against Silicon Valley Bank's parent companies. So the parent companies are being sued as we speak right now. It's going to be very interesting because we've got I didn't really realize there are a number of parent companies. There is SVB Financial Group. CEO Greg Becker is being sued. CFO Daniel Beck is being sued. And they're arguing that this is what's kind of weird to me, and I noted this down. They're arguing that when their quarterly financial reports came out, it didn't quote, ready for this, fully account for warnings from the Federal Reserve about the interest rate hikes. Look, every investment you make, there's a warning. I mean, it's there's no guarantees in the warning. They're also saying that SVB, quote, failed to disclose that if the investments were negatively affected by the rising interest rates, it was particularly susceptible to a bank run. They should have warned them of that.
Wow. You know? Shouldn't you figure that out? That's an investor.
That's kind of like the definition, isn't it?
But the thing is, it's like investing in the stock market or anything. It's going to be, now look, I might watch me bring a lawsuit against the bank one time and go, hey, Fred on Radio Law Talk, you said this. But anyway, when we'll be back. We're going to do quick takes right now.
Yes, we will. And Fred, do you have yours ready? Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Look, first hour talked about the dating thing, right? Remember, when you're in the friend zone for 6 years or 5 years, the odds of you of going to land that girl are pretty slim.
Todd, your quick take, sir.
I wish I spoke dog, because I'd want to know if when that canine bit the other officer, he kept going, stop resisting, stop resisting, stop resisting. That'd be hilarious.
Well, in dog language. Yeah. Denise?
Well, Elizabeth Holmes gets another reprieve, and let's see if she gets another pregnancy.
Ooh. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.